Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
Amen. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Amen and amen. Friends, I want to welcome you to this, our special Christmas Eve message, where we're going to come together all over the world for the express purpose of celebrating the very seed of Christmas. His name is Jesus. Again, friends, I want to welcome you, and I pray that wherever you are right now, that we are being united as we say, thank you, Jesus, as we praise the Lord and literally remember why we are celebrating Christmas. Friends, I'd like to take just a little bit of time here together tonight to bring us into a place of family focus, a place of family faith, a place where we realize that when we see the seed of Christmas with biblical lenses, with a love for our Lord, we will truly be able to celebrate Christmas. Christmas is Christ's day. And so on this Christmas Eve, the day before our celebration of Christ's coming, I pray that we'll celebrate as we take a fresh look through the eyes of faith with a biblical perspective at some aspects of Christmas that no doubt all of us are familiar with. And yet I pray we may be recalibrated on this Christmas Eve when we think about, and this is what we'll look at briefly together, celebrating Christ by reconsidering Christmas Eve, by reconsidering the Christmas spirit, by reconsidering the Christmas day. What does it mean to have Christmas Day? The Christmas gift, the Christmas tree, and what all of us no doubt are feeling right now, a sense of Christmas cheer. I pray, friends, as we look at these aspects of celebration, that you and I will come to have a Christmas joy, that as the Bridge family, we will come to be a very real expression of Christmas joy as we celebrate the seed of Christmas, Jesus the Christ. Now, with that said, let me first take us to this place that we are now in together, Christmas Eve. I want you to think about how you think about Christmas Eve. And let me ask you, are you one who sees both the darkness and the hope of Christmas Eve? Do you realize that it is Christmas Eve that marks the day before Christ's coming? Can you think about what it was like? If you are a Christian, can you think about what life was like before Christ came into your life? Before Christ captured you by his grace, what was your life like before Christ, the eve of Christ's coming? I say this because it's very important that the disciples of Jesus remember their darkness before the divine gift came and saved your soul. You see, when we think about Christmas Eve, I pray that we remember the darkness of a hopelessness without Christ so that we can truly celebrate the hope, the healing that is coming with Christ. That this Christmas Eve, that you will remember both the darkness of your before picture and the hope and the healing that Christmas Eve is postured to celebrate in the coming of our Christ. Remember on Christmas Eve that this was the time when Mary and Joseph, carrying the still unborn Messiah, Jesus the Christ, they were told, "There's no room for you at the inn." It was Christmas Eve that pushed away Christ. This is why we celebrate him coming so humbly in a manger. And I ask you to think about all of those who, when offered the seed of Christmas, are still pushing away, saying, "There's no room for Jesus in the inn of my heart." Let us pray for those who are still living in a spiritual Christmas Eve, those like the innkeepers who would push away the living Messiah. Let us remember Christmas Eve in a way that is biblical, that we would remember that there are desperate and hurting people out there, those like the ones who sent Jesus away from the inn, those like all around the world, those who do not yet know the true meaning of Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or the seed of Christmas. Let us remember this Christmas Eve, those desperate and hurting people that need to know what you and I have in Christ. They need to know the Christ who is Jesus, the one coming, the one for whom this day of preparation and celebration is all about. Oh, friends, I pray that you and I will remember this Christmas Eve, that it marks the promise of all promises. It is the final stage before the coming of our Christ and our King. He is the promise that is coming, the one who is to be trusted. He is the truth that can and will set you free. Amen and amen. Lastly, as we think about Christmas Eve through these biblical lenses, let us remember that all of the celebration, all of what Christmas Eve and all that will follow is focused on should be Jesus the Christ. Christmas Eve is all about the Christ that is coming on Christmas Day. Amen and amen. Well, friends, if we've now taken a quick look at Christmas Eve, Let me ask you to rethink the Christmas spirit. How often have you heard that over these past weeks about the coming of Christ, the real Christmas spirit? I sadly say that most people think about Santa, not the spirit. They don't think about the Christ who is coming. They don't think about the very Spirit of God. They don't realize that it's the holy that will bring the happy, that it is the Spirit, not Santa, that carries the gift into your heart and mind. Oh, friends, I pray that you will see when you think about the spirit of Christmas, not the superficial, but the supernatural, that the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christmas, is the one promised, that the Christ who Christmas celebrates promised that the Helper, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, His Spirit would come. And this is what we celebrate. This is the Spirit of Christmas, capital S. Oh, friends, may you understand this supernatural, vertical spirit of Christmas before you spread and celebrate the horizontal, small s, spirit of Christmas. You see, it is the capital S spirit of Christmas that gives all the meaning and all the power, all the substance to the horizontal, small s, spirit of Christmas. He is the muscle in every miracle. He is the Holy Spirit of God. When we celebrate Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, we're celebrating the very work of the Spirit of Christmas. You see, friends, He is, per Acts 1:8, Christ's final words. I know we're celebrating His initial coming, but you know His last recorded words before He ascended back into heaven were shared and kept for us in Acts 1:8. But you will receive power when my Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses locally, regionally, and globally. You see, it is the spirit of Christmas that is truly the gift that keeps on giving. It is the spirit of Christmas that serves as the muscle in every merry miracle that we share. It is the spirit of Christmas that empowers every Christian to be that miraculous missionary that gets to celebrate and share the seed of Christmas, Jesus the Christ. It is the gift that keeps on giving, this Holy Spirit of God. He is the gift that keeps on giving, and He empowers that perpetual, ongoing, promised opportunity for you and me to be the church and share the gift that keeps on giving. Now, this is what we really focus on and celebrate with Christmas Day. Again, Christmas Day. What do you think about Christmas Day? How do you perceive Christmas Day? Many would say, oh, it's all about the gifts that are given. It's all about the particular meal, or it's all about the family gathering. Well, friends, all of those things may be sweet and good, but that is not what Christmas Day is all about. No, again, think of the song that we came into this time with, Joy to the World. Christmas Day is when joy came into the world. That joy, your joy, my joy, the joy is in Jesus. Christmas Day, the day that joy came into the world, it's all about Jesus. Again, Christmas, Christ's day. It is the day that we celebrate joy coming into the world. Christmas Day is all about Christ. Joy to the world. Christmas Day celebrates the joy, Jesus coming into the world. That song goes on and says, joy to the world. Ready? Christmas Day is all about the celebration that the Lord has come. the Lord, not just the Messiah, the anointed one, but the King, the Christ, Creator God, came into our being. He came in as a human, fully God, fully man. The Lord Jesus is Lord. The Lord came amongst us on Christmas Day. We celebrate that joy. Jesus came into the world, and the Lord himself, Jesus the Christ, came into the world on Christmas Day. We're told in John 1 that the Word became flesh on Christmas Day. Amen and amen. You cannot overemphasize Jesus when you think about the day that is Christmas, Christ's day. I want you to think about the fulfillment of the promises of God. So many being met. All of the Old Testament pointing ahead to the coming Messiah, the promises of Almighty God, all fulfilled on Christmas Day. You see that our Messiah, our King, our Creator, our Christ has come. We celebrate this on Christmas Day. Friend, think about what Christmas Day really means. We are celebrating God with us, Emmanuel, one of the names of Jesus. Christmas Day is a celebration that we see the fulfillment of Genesis 3:15, that the seed of our God would come through this human birthing through Mary, and in his life and in his death, he would crush the seed of Satan, that sin and death and all evil would be destroyed through the righteous atoning work of this coming King. You see, friends, when we celebrate Christmas Day, it's a day that we celebrate from a manger that points ahead to a cross, to a tomb, to an ascension. Friends, do not leave Jesus and this Christmas Day celebration in the manger. No, he came to a manger to go to a cross, to enter a tomb, to walk out alive as a victor over death and sin. And he is ascended into heaven, the one true living God. If we don't see the full cycle of his life here on Christmas Day, we miss the bigger and better story. Oh, friends, I pray that you see that God with us, Emmanuel, that Christmas Day celebrates when God Almighty came to be with us. Oh, what a blessing. This is what it is to understand the Christmas gift. Again, in a world that is so focused on the temporary giving of toys and gifts that will fade away, we tend to miss the fact that Jesus the Christ is the one and only eternal gift that came on Christmas Day as the gift, capital G. Praise God. He is the gift of all gifts. He is better than anything and everything else any of us could ever hope for or expect to receive. Friends, think about the Christ of Christmas as the gift of Christmas. He came by God's grace and for God's glory to extend to you and me, him, himself as the gift of the gospel. Friends, if you don't see Christ as the gift of Christmas, you're settling for far too little. This is why I ask so many, and I ask you, what do you want on this Christmas celebration time? During this time of Christmas, what do you want? And let me ask it to you in two different contexts. What do you want to receive? And what do you want to give? I pray that above all other things that you hope to receive the Christmas seed. His name is Jesus. And in the same way, I pray that you hope to give the Christmas seed. Again, his name is Jesus. I pray that when you think about this set of gifts that people focus on at Christmas time, I pray that you will lift your gaze above the worldly gifts and that you'll see the gift that is worthy of our worship. Will your gifts be worshipful or worldly? Do you want worship-worthy gifts, Christ, Christ-likeness, the sharing of his gospel? Or are you settling for the worldly gifts that will fade away? Remember, there isn't anything down here in the form of worldly gifts that will last into eternity. No, I pray that you want the gift that is Jesus and that you want to give the gift that is Jesus. This is a biblical celebration of Christmas. This is what it is to know the joy of Christmas, the joy of Jesus, the joy of the Christ of Christmas. Now that leads us to the Christmas tree. And I ask you, when you think about a Christmas tree, are you focusing on Christ's body on the tree of Christmas or on your traditional Christmas bulbs that we hang as decorations? I ask you, do you see that the Christmas tree is Christ's cross? The true Christmas tree is Christ's cross. He hung on that tree that you and I could know eternal life. The true biblical Christmas tree is the cross of Christ. It is the true Christmas tree, the cross of Christ, that defines our very celebration. Again, while we're focused on Jesus coming in the manger, he came in the manger to go to the cross. He came to life that he might die, that you and I would know life eternal. We need to celebrate Christmas by rightly understanding and rightly thanking God for the Christmas tree that he hung on to bring Christmas alive to you and me. I know that's uncomfortable for some, but the real Christmas tree is both bloody and beautiful. In the same way that we look at the cross and see the greatest love of God, and we see the deep hatred of God for sin, so it is that we look at every Christmas tree. Let it not be about lights and bulbs. Let it be about the body, the bloodied biblical body that we know of as having brought truth and love alive. Christ died on the Christmas tree that you and I could know life in eternity with him. Oh, friends, I pray that this is how you celebrate the Christmas tree. Lastly, as we come to our time together today, I pray when you think about celebrating Christmas and you truly embrace Christmas joy, I pray it redefines how you think of Christmas Eve, the Christmas spirit, Christmas Day, the Christmas gift, the Christmas tree, and ultimately and lastly, Christmas cheer. How many of you have thought about this? In the year of COVID, there's not a lot of Christmas cheer. And yet we ought to have more cheerfulness, more hope, more joy, more celebration than anybody else in the world, because neither COVID nor anyone or anything else can steal our Christmas cheer when we're truly celebrating the Christmas seed. When we understand the Christ of Christmas, the true celebration of Christmas, then we will share this Christmas cheer. We'll share Christ. When we have Christmas cheer, we share Christmas and the very seed of our cheer. Again, his name is Jesus. We're celebrating the Christmas seed and we're sharing this cheer named Jesus. We've learned from him that in sharing our Christmas cheer, it's better, says Jesus, to give than to receive. We recognize that it's better to serve than to be served. When we think about true Christmas cheer, we are going to share this cheer of Christ. We're going to share the joy of Jesus. We're going to recognize that the best thing that we can do is bring glory to our God, that we're going to share Christ as we embrace the cheer of Christmas, the joy of Christmas, the celebration of Christmas. We are going to bring glory to our God by finding and growing more glorifiers. We are going to celebrate Christ, celebrate Christmas by finding the lost and growing the found, all by God's grace, all through His gospel, and all for His glory, because He rules the world with truth and grace. We know that in His coming, joy came into the world, and that our Lord has come not just 2,000 years ago, but He lives today. He came to that manger, to die on that cross, to walk out of that empty tomb alive, and to ascend into heaven, to make a place for you and me, Christian, that we would celebrate Christmas with a joy that is in Jesus that no one can ever take away. Oh, may this be the best Christmas of your life, and may you come to understand this celebration of the Christmas seed in such a way that every day becomes Christmas for you, for every day is Christ's day. We celebrate Him on Christmas Eve. We celebrate Him as the spirit of Christmas. We celebrate Him on Christmas Day. We celebrate Him as the gift, capital G, of Christmas. We celebrate and thank Him for His Christmas tree. And then we share our Christmas joy and cheer by sharing Christ here, there, and everywhere, locally, regionally, and globally. We bring the truth for their head, the love of their heart, and the work of the hands of every Christian. Those of us that have received the miracle of Christmas through the Messiah who is Christmas. And then we share His mission with joy and privilege. Amen and amen. I pray that this Christmas is unlike any you've ever had before, and that you will share this truth and love that is King Jesus during this Christmas season and every day for the rest of your life. No more, no less, no matter what. Because joy has come to the world, and the Lord reigns forevermore. Amen and amen.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. His rise.